Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Should have told you by now.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. 800-531-3815. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Judge William Huss. I guess he is a doctor of law, isn't he? He's an attorney and a retired judge from Los Angeles County Superior Court. He's a well-known individual in the legal circles. He's the co-author, along with his wife, of a book called Working with Your Homeowners Association, and he's our new friend. Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
You know, I'm glad you want to talk about this. I have to say this is the first time we've talked about working with homeowners associations specifically, but I will say that in my shows that we've done in the past about home-based business owners, we have talked about the importance of understanding what your subdivision and your condo documents say. So we have talked about that a little bit, but you felt that it was important to write a whole book about this, didn't you?
Well, yes, Jim, because there are about 16 million condominiums in this country, and 40% of them are in Florida and 40% are in California.
Right.
And that's a lot of condominiums, and one of the things that's important, I think, to keep in mind is that each condominium association has to be treated like a business, and that's usually a small business.
Mm-hmm. It's an entity. It's a legal entity, just like you and I are.
That's right.
Yeah, just like any corporation, just like any LLC or any legal entity. It has a life of its own, and it has rights and responsibilities, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And of course,
when you say condo, that could be a condo, a box type of condo where you own the paint, you know, you own inside the paint, or it could also be a townhouse or a townhouse association where you own fee simple, but which includes the dirt, but you're attached to somebody and you share a roof or their common areas, especially the common area and where things are attached. That's where the sticking point is, isn't it?
That's right, Jim. And anytime you have a group of people living together sharing common areas, whether it's a cooperative or a condominium or a townhouse.
A subdivision that might have a little park or a pool or something like that?
Exactly. Wherever you have people sharing some part of their living space, that's where you're going to have the homeowners association. And that's the small business that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the origin of a homeowners association? What do you know about the history of these things?
Well, this goes way back to Roman times when they had apartments and condominium associations. But it hasn't really developed in modern times until, I'd say, probably the middle part of the last century. They started developing cooperatives and places like that in the East, in New York City, and it's become more widespread because a condominium or a cooperative is an opportunity for a person to share in the only tax shelter left, and that is the interest deductibility of the loan on your home.
Right.
So the tax structure has helped do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to develop a subdivision or a condominium, build condominiums or townhouses or patio homes, that kind of thing, you actually are going to find, before you get very far down the road, that one of the first things you're going to do before you break ground and perhaps before you even have very much done in the way of any other kind of paperwork, you're going to find that you need this homeowners association and all the documents associated with it, aren't you?
Well, the developer generally has to comply with the State Department of Real Estate and the local authorities before any kind of development can occur. The association is a legal structure that's imposed at the beginning. Usually the developer is the association until the properties are sold.
Right.
Then the owners make up the association.
But until all the properties are sold, some other entity has to own the common area.
Right.
And the moment there is a sale, then there is another person who has to be protected by that association, isn't there?
Exactly. You got it right.
Mm-hmm. So what do we need to know? What's the most important thing that we need to know if we're a consumer? We've sort of been talking about the developers now up to now, but if we're a consumer, if we're a prospective purchaser of one of these, of a lot or a condo or a townhouse or a home in a subdivision or something like that, what do we need to know that to protect ourselves?
Well, the first thing you have to do when you buy into a community association of any kind is to study the documents and know what your rights are and what your liabilities are, so to speak. And I think that's the first order of business.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often, the realtor who is working with you will get a copy of those things, and nobody likes to read lengthy documents like that or like an insurance policy or anything like that. But
right.
It's mind-numbing, really should.
Isn't it? It's mind-numbing sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's where you begin. And one of the things is to keep in mind when you are an owner is to participate. And whenever you're involved in a community, right, frequently the only people who come to the meetings and who participate are those who have problems
mm-hmm.
or gripes. And unfortunately, the community association gets a reputation of being sort of a gripe session at the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are satisfied don't come.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's really, I think, everybody's obligation when they live in a community association to participate and not just come when they have a gripe.
Well, we also need to be familiar with the bylaws of the association so that you know how you're supposed to behave.
Exactly.
So that you know whether you can, you know, there may be a restriction on the color of paint you can use on your house or the kind of roof that you can put on your house or the kind of, there's probably an architectural committee and a landscaping committee in this association. You need to know all that stuff before you make your purchase. And we're going to talk about this some more right after these messages with our new friend, Judge William Huss. Stand by. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. Visiting with our new friend, Judge William Huss, who is retired from Los Angeles County Superior Court, wasn't it called?
That's right.
Superior Court out in Los Angeles. You were one of Lance Ito's contemporaries, weren't you?
Well, yes, I know Lance very well personally, and before he was assigned to try that case, I talked to him about it, and I said that because
the O.J. Simpson case, yeah.
And before he was assigned to it, he was in a position to participate in who received it. And I said to him, I said, well, Lance, why don't you just assign it to yourself and be done with it? And he said, no, I don't think I want to touch that case. And then, of course, within a couple of days, they assigned it to him.
And the rest is history.
That's right.
Ignominiously.
Exactly.
It seems. Okay, and by the way, folks, let me say something else. Judge Huss is doing mediation and arbitration these days, and I'm excited about having him as a resource for us. And he's agreed to come back in the future and talk to us about this very important body of legal discipline, mediation and arbitration that's happening out there. That's happening more and more contracts are being written to include a mandatory arbitration and which is obviously there's mediation and arbitration are similar but not the same, and we'll get him to tell us about that another day. But Bill, you've agreed to come back and be our resource on this issue.
I'd like to very much, because this is something that is important to everybody, particularly small business mm-hmm. owners, because of the economy of staying out of court.
Yeah. Going to court is a very distasteful thing. It's a very uncomfortable thing if you've ever done it, and I know one thing. I'll do anything I can do just about to stay out of court.
Right.
Okay, let's get back into our homeowners issue. The book, folks, is called "Working with Your Homeowners Association: A Guide to Effective Community Living," and Judge Huss is a co-author with your wife, I think, isn't it?
That's right, and you know,
Dr. Marlene Coleman.
And she's a medical doctor, mm-hmm. and you know, Jim, how you feel frustrated when you go to a bookstore and you want to find a book on how to do something and it's not there?
Right.
Well, that's what happened to Marlene and to me. We became president. She was first, and then I came later, of our homeowners association. And so we went to a bookstore to try to find a book on how to do that.
How to run the association.
Exactly, and there wasn't a book. And so Marlene and I sat down, and we said, well, now we're going to have to learn this by the seat of our pants, so to speak. And there are some books that are helpful, but none that really explain the rights and the liabilities and that sort of thing of, mm-hmm. of the owners. And so we wrote the book, and we hope it's going to be a guide to everybody who participates in a community association and gets them the jump start that we didn't have.
Not only the people who sit in the audience, but the leadership of the associations as well.
Exactly.
Now, where is the book available?
The book is available on Amazon.com.
Okay.
And it will soon be available in Borders and Barnes & Noble.
All right.
And it's coming out this month. And we like to think of it as, because it does have such a practical title, the way to remember it for us is WHA, Working with Your Homeowners Association.
Right. All right. That sounds good. And folks, check that out. And what's the price on it, Bill? Do you remember?
It's $19.95, but if you order from Amazon.com, at least I know this much, you get a discount.
All right. That sounds good. Okay, let's get back into some of the specifics about this. We've all seen, most of us have seen, the episodes of Frasier, Bill, where he goes down and tries to take over the association and all that sort of thing. Uh-huh. What happens? What do you do when somebody decides that being the president of their homeowners association is like their 15 minutes of fame?
Well, there isn't much you can do if someone gets all the proxies for all of the votes. And votes to do whatever they want to do. This is where you have to cooperate and get owners who have the same kind of wants and needs that you have, and you band together and try to keep people from taking charge who are on a power trip. That's very difficult, but it can be done and should be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's something you need to pay attention to, though, folks, so it doesn't get out of hand.
Absolutely.
What do we need to look for? What would be a defect in a homeowners association document that we want to look for? What would be a red flag?
Well, the one thing that is very important in any document involving a homeowners association is due process, because one of the foundations of our government is the Constitution, mm-hmm. which provides fundamental fairness, which we call due process. And you want to make sure that that is provided for in your governing documents for your association, that everyone is given due process. Now, of course, you can see these things in the documents, but what is done in practice is just as important.
Exactly. Bill, we'll run out of time, but this is very interesting. I appreciate you sharing this information with us, and we're looking forward to getting you back on the show again and let you share some of your wisdom with us again.
Well, thank you, Jim. I look forward to it very much.
Thank you very much. William Huss, ladies and gentlemen, he's the author, the co-author of a book called Working with Your Homeowners Association, and if you type William Huss into Amazon, you'll find his book. Quick break, right back, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.